ABC News.
Good morning, Sandy.
Do you agree that it's inevitable that internet companies are going to face some sort of regulation?
I think it's totally inevitable, and Mark Zuckerberg really should have been proactive on this matter, because the companies like Facebook, most of the new technology social media companies, are new business entities in this world. There's no direct precedent for them. They are part media company, publishing or at least republishing news. They are a social media communications channel for consenting or perhaps not totally consenting adults. And they are a targeted advertising marketing service for advertisers. So this model of business, this combination of elements, hasn't existed previously. And if you were a really smart operator, you would have been going to government years ago and saying, here's what's evolving. We recognise that government should have a role in regulation of business generally. These are our parameters. These are the things we think regulation can do for us and do for our customers. But no, they've continued with this techno-utopian approach that all new technology is a good thing and can bring only sweetness and light to the world, and now it's catching up with them.
But how would you regulate this model of business as you've described it?
I think the first thing governments generally could do is to say, OK, we're going to legislate a basic set of terms and conditions which we expect all of the services to abide by. If you have some special variations on that, then you can add those on. These standard terms and conditions are widespread throughout our community. For example, most contracts for the buying and selling of houses are basically standard contracts, which may have some variation. If you set up a not-for-profit organisation, there's the model rules that the organisation can adopt. So setting out these basic terms and conditions which regulate the relationship between a business entity or a social institution and the general public and its members are really widespread. And I'm really surprised someone hasn't taken this approach much earlier.
Well, you would have watched Mark Zuckerberg over the past couple of days before those congressional hearings. Facebook's reputation, what do you think has occurred to that reputation now that he's been appearing for those 2 days? Has it tainted Facebook's reputation, or has he managed to retain the sort of Facebook image that he created in the early 2000s?
Well, a month ago or so, Facebook's market capitalization was a bit around about $700 billion, that's B for billion dollars. It fell 15% thereabouts over the last few weeks. While Mark Zuckerberg was testifying to the Senate Commerce and Judiciary Committee, the share price went up. In fact, his testimony was on video screens in the New York Stock Exchange. So it's clear the market has decided that its business is normal and that Facebook's general business model is intact and that its profitability is in place. So I'd say that Facebook at present is going through a slow recovery rate. What's going to be like in 6 months' time? Different question, different answer.
And just quickly, do you think we'll see changes to Facebook in the near future because of this?
Well, Mark Zuckerberg's testimony and his comments were either historic, that is, in recognising, for example, the social media had been influenced by Russian agents during the election and elsewise, or it was really tinkering around the edges, more control of your private information, but no essential change to the core model, which is a free service is provided to you, and in exchange, we use your information, perhaps with your name removed, so it's not directly your own, but we aggregate information about you and your peers to enable us to target marketing, and that's where our profits come from delivering to advertisers the assurance that their advertising dollar is actually reaching its target, rather than the old wisdom about advertising dollars that one out of two is all wasted.
Yeah.
Facebook can say to its clients, its advertising clients, we can deliver your demographic with much more precision than any other service.
Interesting times we live in. Vincent O'Donnell, good to get your views. Thank you.
My pleasure, Sandy.
Vincent O'Donnell there from RMIT University in Melbourne.
ABC News.